Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to pick up our conversation with Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. Of course, Ken is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's progressive. So let's shift gears. Let's talk about your Jayhawks. What can we expect in the 2016 season?
Well, I hope you're talking about basketball.
Yes, of course.
Football, as usual, is having a really
well. They only lost by one against TCU last week, so hey.
I was covering the UConn Cincinnati game, and I like to track scores, and I went, oh my god, they're ahead, but they ended up blowing it at the end. So yeah, considerably better prognostication for the Kansas basketball team. You know, it's going to be one of the main storylines in basketball this year, with Bill Self going for a 13th straight conference title, which is just, you know, it's just mind-boggling for any one of us that's covered basketball. And, you know, right up there with they would tie John Wooden's record with UCLA if he wins his 13th. And 12 was pretty special last year because the league was so good. Your Sooners and the Jayhawks put on a couple of really great performances, and Oklahoma got to the Final Four, and Kansas lost the eventual national champion Villanova in the Elite Eight. But once again, he's doing this, and I think it's been three times in that 12 title run that he had to replace all five starters. You know, and that's the age we're in, where if you're going to be competitive and up at the top with the Dukes and the Kentuckys and North Carolinas, you're going to have guys that leave school early or one and done. And Bill has done this repeatedly. He didn't have to replace the whole starting five this year because he's got Frank Mason back, and he's got Carlton Bragg, I think, is going to have a big season in his sophomore season. He's going to have a lot more playing time. Devontae Graham, I've just fallen in love with that kid. He just does so many great things on the court, and it's so much fun to watch. But you know, Frank Mason will be calling the plays and doing the things that he does that are usually really special in big games. But you know, the talk of this season will be Josh Jackson.
Yeah, tell me about Josh Jackson, because they're saying that obviously the top newcomer, but he's projected to be a number one overall pick in next year's NBA draft. Do you think that's a bit of a hyperbole, or I mean, how accurate is
that? No, I think he'll be right there in the running, and he's on the cover of the USA Today college basketball preview, and the quotation on the cover is, "We're trying to go undefeated." So there's a freshman. I don't think that'll happen, because I don't think that'll ever happen again. But the league isn't quite as good, and I have not seen him play in person. I've seen a lot of video of him, and I was watching. They had their Late Night in the Fog. It was on ESPN3, and it's hard to tell things there. But boy, this guy has a lot of talent, and yeah, I mean. I mean, people are already saying, you know, he's not going to just be freshman of the year. He's going to be the player of the year overall in the Big 12. Really, really talented, and is really the key that they, you know, are predicted as highly as they are on a national basis because of another very good recruiting class led by him. So you'll be seeing a lot of highlights of this guy. He's from Detroit. He's 6'8". He's kind of I think he's more of a hybrid than, you know, guard forward, but he's listed as a guard. Just, you know, he can put the ball on the floor. He can really, really sky it when he's jumping. And I'm looking forward to him. And there's just, you know, there's no doubt he's going to be there 1 year. So they've had a lot of those situations. Some of them have turned out better than other. Andrew Wiggins didn't really have a great 1 year. He was good, but then look at how he is in the NBA now. I mean, Bill's been able to find people with extraordinary talent, and it's just hard now to keep things going, you know, year to year in college basketball, because, like I said, if you do have those elite players.
Star players, they end up moving on. Yeah, yeah. Ken Davis is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Ken is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. So, give us your prognostication. You think KU, men's basketball, they will be in the Final Four this year? Just real quick.
Well, you never know. I mean, they keep getting really close and don't quite get over the hump. And you've got the Duke team and that looks right now is the clear cut number one. Villanova has an excellent chance of getting back, but Kansas certainly has a chance. They just have to find a way. And you don't know until you see that bracket and how the matchups are. And
right.
And the thing is, because of Josh Jackson and the crowd and the kids they got coming in this year, there wasn't as much disappointment in Lawrence this year over losing to Villanova. They quickly transitioned into this season, and everybody's very excited.
Right. They got a bounce back. Oh, we love you, Ken. He has been with us. Ken Davis, contributor with Today's You. Check him out, todaysyou.com. Keep it up. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Always good.
You bet. That, of course, was Ken Davis, the contributor with Today's You. A very special thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. You can go back and listen to our entire show at podcastarena.com. Join us at Twitter @eRadioSports.